Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Chris Adams and Christina Kaiser with United Way of St. Lucie County. United Way's School Supplies for Students campaign gets underway later this month. Chris and Christina, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris, before we get to the ways that people, groups, and businesses can get involved with this, give me a sense of how great the need is for school supplies in St. Lucie County.
Over half of the children who attend school in St. Lucie County are eligible for free lunch, which means that their family earns less than 200% of the federal poverty level. And that translates to about 16,000 students. And this program, the past few years, has been able to help about 4,500 of those children.
And you give these supplies to area public school students and as well as nonprofits?
Yes. All of the schools in St. Lucie County participate and receive in some way or another. And then many nonprofit and faith-based organizations that work with children. And one of the things that we have done since we started this in 1997 was to provide a backpack and supplies to all of the foster care children in St. Lucie County.
You've been collecting school supplies each year for about 18 years now. Have the needs changed over that time?
Gosh, that's a hard question to say. It certainly has not gone away, and I would say that it probably has increased some. Certainly our numbers have grown because our population has grown. We started the first year and did 650. So you can see how we have
grown. I'm speaking today with Chris Adams and Christina Kaiser with United Way of St. Lucie County. We're talking about the United Way School Supplies for Student campaign, which gets underway later this month. This is a multi-pronged effort in ways that people can help. Let's start with Stuff the Bus. Tell me about that briefly.
Stuff the Bus will happen on the 19th of July at all four Walmart locations in St. Lucie County from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And customers can come by and either purchase supplies in the store and then give them to the volunteers who will be staffing those sites as they come out of the store. And we will accept financial donations at that time, too.
And you're looking for people to drop supplies off or for volunteers to work the buses or both?
Both. We always need volunteers. For that, we do schedule folks for either 2 or 3 hour sessions because it's outside and we all know it's hot mid-July. And so we want to be sure that we have enough people at each location.
And then in the following weekends, you'll be sorting? Is that?
We begin that on the 26th of July at Forest Grove Middle School. And we will continue that on Wednesday, the 30th of July, and finish up on Saturday, August the 2nd. And that's an assembly line process where we have all of the supplies set up, and folks can take a backpack and walk down the aisle and pick up all the supplies that are needed for that particular backpack.
And that is an excellent opportunity for children looking for, older kids looking for volunteer hours, but also for parents who want a really good way to get their young children into the spirit of volunteerism. I can tell you personally, I've been doing this, I don't know, more than 10 years at this point. And it's just such a great, wonderful opportunity for people to bring their young children.
And for Stuff the Bus, if someone shows up at one of the Walmart locations, is there a list that they can just follow if they're shopping?
Yes, they have a list that we hand to folks as they go into the store that lets them know the supplies that we're looking for.
I've been speaking today with Chris Adams and Christina Kaiser with United Way of St. Lucie County. We'll have contact information for United Way as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Chris and Christina, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Drew.